You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. Monday morning, Monday morning. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Thank God for this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that were called out earlier, making it possible for me to come into your cars, come into your homes, come under your garage, wherever you're listening to us at. We thank God. We thank God for another day. We thank God for another opportunity that God has made it possible that we could come together this morning and spend this time. Guess what? As I just said, you stay with me, I'll stay with you. Come on, hallelujah, for 1 hour. We thank God. This is the day again that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what it looks like. Yes, I know perhaps in some areas it's raining. Perhaps in some areas, you know, the sun is not kind of shining already yet. But I want you to know this, no matter what shape you're in, no matter what is going on in your life, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to come out. It's time for you to come over, come cross, come through. Praise our God. We want to take time out to tell God thank you. We want to take time out to tell God we magnify him. Amen. And glorify him for the things he has done. Praise our God. We thank God for you again this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God because he's made a way for us. He kept us throughout the weekend. I pray that you was in some services on yesterday in some place of worship, that you was able to lift your hands up, that you were able to give and give him praise and thanks for what he has done and what he's going to do. I thank God because he's still yet on the throne. I thank God because he's still who he say he is. He will never lose his power. He will never lose his authority. Hallelujah. His name is what it is. Come on. His name, do what he say he can do. Why? Because his word is his bond towards us as believers. And we do believe God. I do believe him. I do trust him. Come on. I give him the praise. I give him the honor. I give him the glory. Amen. Come and go with me to in a word of prayer. Those of you that are able to, praise our God. You may be perhaps at home. You can bow your heads and breathe in your heart. You may be listening on your job. And you may have your headphones on. You can still bow within your hearts. Or you may just perhaps just out and about doing your daily walk. Come on. Let's go to the throne of grace. Your early morning walk. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you because of who you are this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you because you made a way out of no way for us. We thank you because you're Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, God, because you always, God, you have always, God, you will always meet the needs of your people no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're in, Father. We thank you today, oh God, touch those on the other side of Cypress audience. Touch them on the other side of this dial, Lord. Listen to me under my sound of my voice. We thank you, God, that you have opened doors. You have touched their bodies. You have touched their loved ones, Father. We thank you that things will turn around and work out on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, God, we thank you this morning because we walked in victory. We thank you this morning because we walked by faith. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. All things, hallelujah, is made possible because of you, Father. And we want to thank you. We want to glorify you. And we want to give you praise. Again, Father, we thank you today. Father, we thank you for your hand at work, God, in every situation. Come on, hallelujah. Every situation that those the one under the sound of my voice on Cypress audience may be going through or may have to face throughout the week. Father, we thank you that your hand is in the midst of it, Father, and we will give you the glory, and we will give you the praise, and we will give you the honor. We thank you right now in Jesus' name, that matchless name, that wonderful name. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, and we give you the praise, and we give you the honor again in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you. This is Apostle Curtis Watkins, your host for the morning. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Yours truly. We want to thank God because who he is again. We want to thank him. Praise God because he's still on the throne. We thank him because he woke us up this morning, closed in our right mind with the activity of our limbs. Thank you, God. We was able to get up this morning. Didn't have nobody to get us up. Didn't have nobody to get us dressed. Those of you that got up, amen, and start going to work, had to go to work today. We thank God for you. Those of you that are getting up or taking care of business throughout the day, we still thank God because nobody had to help us. And we thank God and we give him the praise and we give him the glory. And even if somebody did have to help us, we still give God the praise that we have somebody to help us. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to say good morning to you again. Good morning to Lady Watkins. Good morning to Church Mother, Mother Brown. Good morning to the saints of God at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Good morning to all of you. Praise God, because he's still good all by himself. Yes, praise God. Listen, I want you to get ready. Continue. We're in this 30 days of consecration of prayer. Amen. We're in this 30 days of consecration of prayer. I'm telling you, God is moving. God is moving by his power. God is moving by his might. I'm telling you, God is moving. You need to get to 1219 South Street in this prayer. Praise our God. It's nothing like prayer. Come on, we got to pray, people. We got to pray. It's no certain time. It's no how long, but we just got to pray. Come on. I'm telling you, God moves. So on Friday night, in the prayer there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, God moved so until he came in when we were in prayer. God healed, God delivered, God set free. Come on here. And he saved, came in, and then he came in and gave him a package deal. Gave the young man the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what prayer turn around things. Prayer turns situations inside out and make it right. Praise our God. We were in that prayer, and I'm telling you, that prayer was going forth, and God began to deliver. God began to heal. God began to set the young man free from a drug addiction. Everything that was in him, everything that he had been facing, everything, come on, God came into his life. He accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Amen. And God filled him right there on the spot with the Holy Ghost by the laying on the hands. Amen. He began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave him utterance according to what the word says. Praise God. I'm telling you, when you pray, you must believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You must know that you know that you know when you pray that he heareth us. Come on. Hallelujah. And when you pray, you can't pray in a mist. When you pray, you can't pray in a doubt. And when you asked of God, when you asked of God to do a thing, you got to believe that it's done. You must know that it's done. No matter what the enemy is trying to say, no matter what the enemy is trying to do, you must believe that it is done. Praise God. Yes, it continues. You say, Apostle, I've been watching online. You say, but I want to get there. What's the address? Again, it's 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. You don't want to miss this prayer. You got time to get there. You got time to get there. Start at 7 o'clock. And when we get through praying is when God releases us to come on out and get prepared for the next night. I'm telling you, God has been moving since we started this. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to meet us. I want you to meet us there at 1219 South Street. Come on. Those of you that's been in there, those of you that have been watching on the line, you've seen how God moves in every press night is different. God do a new thing. Praise our God. I'm telling you, God moves so in this prayer, and he's moving. We're looking to see you in this prayer time. We're looking to see you. Come. Hallelujah. And talk with God. Come room with God in this prayer time. Now, listen, that Friday night, the 18th, we will be, that this, the prayer service will be at 12 o'clock noon. Those of you that are in the area, it will be 12 o'clock noon that Friday on the 18th, which is Friday coming. Praise our God. I want you to come meet us there in prayer at 12 o'clock noon. Praise God. So it will not be that Friday night, but it will be that 12 o'clock. Come on, that, because we didn't want to miss our 30 days. We want to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Come on. So we want you to come on out that 12 o'clock, that on the 18th, 12 o'clock in the daytime. I know some of you working. Well, some of you say, oh, that'll give me a chance. I could take my lunch break and I can get in prayer. Yes. Come on. You get in prayer, and I guarantee you, God will turn you loose before you have to go back to work. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. So we are looking for to see you that 12 o'clock noon, that Friday the 18th. Amen. Because we won't be there that Friday night. So, but we will be there in prayer at 12 o'clock Friday the 18th. Looking to see you and you. I'm telling you. And it will resume back again on that Monday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're going to carry this mandate out that God has called us to. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise our God. And listen, again, you heard it on the announcement. Some of you already know about it. We want to be with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Come on. Hallelujah. In her anniversary. I'm telling you, it's going to be something. Amen. Hallelujah. Speaker is Pastor Christine Robinson. Amen. Hallelujah. Daughter in love. Amen. Hallelujah. The late Pastor Robinson, Keith Robinson, the wife. Amen. She's going to be with them on that Friday night. Amen. Down in Melbourne at the hotel. I think there. I don't have my announcement. I love it. But it's going to be down there. And you, and those of you in the area, come on, you could go and you get your room there, because it's going to be going on the whole weekend. You can get registered, and they got flyers out. They got to announce it. And you got flyers in your, probably perhaps at your church or at your door. Somebody probably put it out there. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this celebration. Celebration. I think it's 36 years. 36 years. You don't want to miss this celebration. What God has done and what God is doing through Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. You don't want to miss this. People are coming from all over, from everywhere. I'm understanding they're coming over, come across, coming through. Amen. To help this woman of God celebrate for what God has done down through the years in her life and in her ministry. Come on. Hallelujah. And we give God the praise, and we give God the glory. We give God the honor for her. Amen. Listen, we want to send out our condolences to the bereavement families, those that are going through bereavement hour. Come on, we're praying for you yet still, that God will strengthen you and God will see you through. And to the Sigler family, amen. To the Sigler family, to Brother Dwight's children, amen. To his brothers and sisters, and to the whole entire Sigler family, we send our condolences and our prayers and our thoughts are with you and all the other families. Amen. We're praying for you. You and you. Amen. Again, the Watkins family, we're praying for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We are praying for you. Listen, I want to get to the Word of God right quick. Amen. And we've been dealing with prayer. We've been dealing with prayer. And we're going to talk on prayer this morning. Good morning to all of you that's tuning into the radio broadcast. I can't see your comments. If you're writing something, I don't see it. But I want to let you know that I'm acknowledging you, that I see you on. Praise our God. But I want you to know God is good. He is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Be not dismayed. Because guess what? God will see you through. He will see you through. It makes no difference. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, Prophetess Gathers. Listen, yes, my God. I'm telling you, on yesterday and our services, God spoke so profound to us. Amen. God spoke so profound to the body of Christ. Oh my God. Jesus. He spoke so profound to us. And I'm telling you, he began to show us things about the body and what the body, the parts, and how very important are the body parts in the body of Christ. Amen. Prophetess Gather spoke on yesterday morning. You have to go back and watch the services. Those of you that wasn't there, you have to go back and watch it. You be peeping in. Go back and peep on this one. Come on. Oh, you be tuning in. Tune in on this one. Amen. Hallelujah. God used the woman of God so profound on yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. To a child could understand it. How important the body parts in the body is important, and it has to be in the right place. You can be the part of the body, but are you in the right place in the body, on the body? Oh my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. She spoke so profound with this on yesterday. It blessed our souls there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance, tip of 1219 South Street. Good morning to all of you. Good morning again. God bless you. Now I can see you. Come on. Good morning, Sister McClarity. Good morning. Hallelujah. Brother Giles, good morning. Hallelujah. Sister Arlene, God bless you. Now, yes, now I can see. I want to go to the Word of God, like I said. And I want to go to this. And we've been dealing with prayer. We've been dealing with prayer. You can never pray too much. You don't let nobody tell you you're praying too much. You can never commune with God too much. Come on. Through prayer, that's our communication. Come on. Hallelujah. Some folks, you don't have to be. Some folks, you could just stop talking to. Some folks, you could just stop it. Why? But don't never stop talking to God through prayer. Come on. Because that's where he speak to us. Come on. That's where he reveal things to us in prayer. So we can't stop praying. Don't let nobody tell you, oh, you pray too much. Oh, every time I turn around, you say you're in prayer. Come on. That's the best place to be. It's in prayer, because it's in prayer where you get, again, directions. It's in prayer where he tells you what to do. It's in prayer where he puts himself and prove himself to you through prayer. And in prayer, he said men ought to always pray and do what? Not faint. Come on. Hallelujah. The reason why men are faint now and their hearts are failing them, why? Due to lack of faith, due to lack of fear and not praying. Because guess what? You can't pray and don't have faith. You can't pray and have fear. You can't pray and have doubt. Come on. You can pray and have faith. Come on. That's what I'm saying. You can pray and have faith and believe God. But you can't pray and have fear too, that God ain't going to do it. Why? Because we know that he heareth us when we pray. When we pray, according to what the Word of God says, when we pray, we know it. He heareth us. And guess what? He heareth us, and he knows them that are his. Come on. So this is what prayer does. Prayer brings you in communication with God. Prayer shapes you. Prayer molds you. Come on. That's why people don't understand when you in a prayer a position with God and communing with God, you don't look the same. You don't talk the same. You don't react the same way you did before you come into prayer. Because prayer molds you. Prayer shapes you. Prayer pull out and put in. Come on. When you spend time with God, you can't never spend too much time with God. You know, you hear folks say, oh, y'all are holy rollers. You back in the days, that's what they used to say. Oh, y'all fanatics. Come on. That's what they would say. Come on. Yes. I'm not arguing with that. Because when you got a prayer life and you got a word life, come on, you transform from all this stuff. That's why the Word of God says, be ye transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. So, because when you're in prayer, my soul, bless you, God. When you're in prayer, your mind get renewed. Come on. You don't think like you used to think. Come on here. Before you went into prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. Because why? Prayer is taking shape and shaping your mind to the things of God. Come on, into the word of God. The word is cleaning you up. Come on. So this is why it's very important to have a what? Prayer life. You need a prayer life. You need a prayer life. You need a prayer life. Come on. You need a prayer life. Come on. Some lives you don't need. Some lifestyles you don't need. But you need a lifestyle of prayer. Come on. You need a lifestyle of prayer. Come on. You could pray in the morning. Yes. You could pray in the evening. Come on. You could pray in the midnight. You could pray at any given time. When you have a prayer life, come on. It ain't no such thing of, well, I got to wait for this time to pray. I got to. You could pray right now. You could pray in it. Come on. He heareth you. He heareth you when you pray. According to the word of God. Come on. That's why we're in this 30 days consecration of prayer. Come on. We are. Why? Because our spirit man is being sharp. Our spirit man is being light. Come on. When you in prayer, your spirit man is on guard. Your spirit man is on alert. When you're not praying, when you're not in the word, your spirit man is not on alert. Uh-oh. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Let me go to the word of God. Like, it's very simple. We right here in the book of Acts the third chapter, and the first verse said, now Peter and John, good morning to all of you. Now Peter and John, hallelujah, went up and away. I ain't coming back down to that. Up and away. Come on. Went up into the temple. Into the temple. See, you need to come into the temple. You need to come into the place. Come on here. Hallelujah. Into the temple. At the ninth hour of what? Prayer. At the ninth hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Being said, at the ninth hour of prayer. Being the ninth hour. Being the ninth hour. It said, let me read this, what the word says. It said, at the hour of prayer. At the hour of prayer. Being the ninth hour. Come on. At the hour of prayer. I had to keep stressing on this because this is where we at. In prayer. It's in prayer where you find yourself. It's in prayer where you come in communication with God. It's in prayer where he talks to you. Come on. It's in prayer where he gives you your directions. It's in prayer where he reveals himself to you when you're in prayer. Come on. When you're in prayer. Somebody say, well, how do I get there? All you got to do is just come into agreement. Prayer is coming into agreement with what his word has already said. Prayer is coming into agreement for what he has already said concerning you. Come on. And to show you. Amen. Hallelujah. So it says again, it says now, I'm going to go back up. It says now Peter and John went up together. You got to be together. And so much like the body she was talking about yesterday. The body has to be together. Come on. The head's got to be in the right place. The arms, the legs, everything has to be in together when we come to prayer. Things can't be out of order when we come to prayer. Why? Because guess what? When it's out of order, it makes the prayer none effect because of unbelief, because we're out of order. But when we together, it makes the prayer fervent. It makes the prayer work. Come on. According, we're going to see what it says right here. All right. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Come on. A certain man was lame from his mother's womb, whom they carried daily. What they did, they carried him daily at the gate, come on, of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. When you're in prayer, I'm telling you, when you're in prayer, there God's gonna have you conditioned for what you're gonna go through with. He'll let nothing come up on you unaware. prayer warns you that things are getting ready to happen. Prayer directs you. So here we are. We see Peter and John going up. This was the custom that they would do. Come on. Hallelujah. So, and it tells them how they laid this man there at the gate. They laid him there daily to ask alms of them that went in. Now, why didn't they take the man on in there? See, you guess why? You can't wait for people to carry you to prayer. You got to go for yourself because they'll drop you off. They'll drop you off. Like they laid this man there, instead of them carrying this man on into the temple with them to pray. But they lay him. They only took him so far. See, people only take you far as they want to take you. They don't want you to reach out. This is why you got to have a prayer life yourself. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. This is why you got to have a prayer life yourself. We see this. And they lay him there. They left him there. But here we go. Here we go. When you got some people got a life of prayer, a prayer lifestyle, you're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens. Okay, it says right here. It says, whom seeing Peter and John about to what? Enter into the temple. Ask alms. And Peter fastened his eyes up on him. Oh my God. Here we go. And Peter fastened his eyes up on him. Who? Yes. With John. Come on, because the body is together. The body is in going into prayer. Come on. Looking and saying, look on us. Look on us. Come on. And he said, and he gave heed. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something from them. This man was expecting to receive something from them. Come on. Hallelujah. And this is what happened. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but here we go. But when you got a prayer life, you can offer anything. When you got a prayer life, you know things are going to work out. But Peter and John, come on, okay. And then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Come on, you got to give what's in you. You got to give it what's in you. Give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that important name. That name that can heal. That name can deliver. That name that can set free. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What did he say? Rise. Uh-oh. Come on. Rise up and walk. When you got a prayer life, you can speak it into existence. When you got a prayer life and you got connection with God, God has to back up what you say. Come on, through prayer. This was materialized through prayer and believers. Come on. And it says right here, 7th verse, it says, and he took him by, come on, and he took him by the right hand. Come on, when you got a prayer life and you can operate in things and you know that it works, and he took him by the right hand. And the Bible says right here in the 7th verse, and stood him up. Now he was lame, stood him up. Come on, read it with me if you can. Stood him up immediately, his feet and ankle bones immediately, right then and there, like Friday night. Oh, I'm just trying to teach this thing to slow down. Like Friday night, this young man comes into the prayer. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah, bound by the enemy, bound by drugs. He's testified by, bound by the habit that had him out there. Come on, hallelujah. He said, I never felt nothing like as this, on this. I never felt this good. He said, that stuff didn't make me feel like this. This better than I ever felt in my life. Come on. So this is what I'm saying. It says right here in the book of Acts, according to this verse that we're reading, the 7th verse, it said, and he took him by the right hand, come on, and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle, not just his feet and ankle bones, received strength. When you call on Jesus, when you seek him in prayer. Things have to materialize. Things have to happen immediately. They say immediately. His feet and ankle bones receive strength. Come on. And the Bible says,